We continue our reading of God's Word. We're in the book of Hebrews. We come today to Hebrews chapter 11. We'll read together verses 1 to 16. Let me make a few general remarks. First of all, this chapter begins with a statement on faith that is often presented as maybe the definitive biblical statement on faith, and that is really not true. It is an important statement on faith, but it's contextualized. And faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And that fits the particular message he wants to give them, that you've got to trust the Lord because of his word, even when it doesn't look like it's coming true. That is an important thing to say about faith. It's not the only thing to say about faith, and that's what he wants to give them here. And he does it through a series of examples from the Old Testament. Now, that's my second general comment. There is today, in a very healthy way, a concern that we not preach the Old Testament in a legalistic manner, in a works fashion, as if it was only moral examples. Dare to be a Daniel, not a bad expression, rightly understood, or you can slay your giants like David. It is true that the Old Testament is often poorly preached with an emphasis on what you can do if you're like them. No, the hero of the Old Testament is the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's pictured over and over. And the heroes of the Old Testament are heroes through faith, and that's what this chapter is. Now, I think there's an overreaction today. People concerned for a Christ-centered Old Testament and a non-human hero will sometimes say, I hear it quite a bit, that the Old Testament is not for examples. Well, the problem is the Bible says it is. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians says they're examples for us. And I've actually heard Hebrews 11, these are not examples. Y'all, it is examples. Not of them being saviors and how you can save yourself. No, it's examples of faith. And particularly this angle that he wants them to get, that faith means when you don't see it, but God's promised it to you. Faith, he says, we have all these great examples of believing that God's word is true even when it doesn't seem like it's happening because it's God's word. Now, he gives a number of examples. He starts with creation. The world was created out of nothing. There was nothing seen, and God's word came. That's why we trust in God's word. All things were created by his word. And he gets to Abel after Adam and Eve. Abel and Cain brought offerings. Abel's offering was accepted. Why? Because he came through faith. And he offered the right sacrifice because he trusted God's word. We get to Enoch, a little-known figure, but an interesting person. He walked with God through faith, and God didn't even have him die. He took him up into heaven because he pleased him. In verse 6, it is impossible to please God without faith. We have to believe he exists. We have to trust him, so you can't please him without faith. One of my favorite is Noah. It shows the relationship of faith and works. We're justified through faith alone, but those faith always do works, like Noah. God came to Noah, and he says, Noah, in 120 years, it's going to rain really hard, and the waters are going to come out of the deep, and there's going to be a flood. I presume Noah would have said, what's a flood? You're going to find out. But the remedy is you're going to build this really big boat called an ark. Now, if you'd gone to Noah and you'd said, wow, God told you there's going to be a flood, do you believe him? And if Noah had said, yes, I believe him, but was not working on the ark, then no, he did not believe him. If we believe, it results in action. And so that's taught there. And then you have maybe the greatest figure in this hall of heroes of faith is Abraham. The father of faith, he's called in the book of Galatians. And God calls him by his word, and it's all unseen, but he trusts God. The particular issue Abraham has is his desire for a son, and it seems impossible. He's really old. His wife's too old, and God's promised a son, but they believe God's promise, and Sarah's listed here with him too, and God's word came true. Now, for the most part, however, Abraham dies without receiving the things he'd hoped for, and the writer of Hebrews says that's not surprising because what we're hoping for is ultimately going to be fulfilled in heaven. So look at these heroes of faith. They trusted God's word, even in their whole lives. So they didn't see all of it, but they will see it. And he makes a great statement. Abraham was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And then at the end, God is not ashamed to be the God of these people because of their faith. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Hebrews 11, 1 to 16. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had taken him. Now, before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God, and without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants, as many as the stars of heaven, and as many as innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.